Before there was Disneyland, there was Santa's Workshop, the creation of a man named Arto Monaco. Monaco built a half dozen of the country's early theme parks in the early 1950s. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann visited Monaco in New York's Adirondack Mountains and has this profile.
First of all, no kidding, Arto Monaco looks like Geppetto. Mid-morning, on a bitterly cold winter day, he's wearing a Christmas green sweater and a red scarf. At 89 years old, his hair is white and thick.
See that castle there? That castle I didn't do for anyone but Arto Monaco. So it's got all the detail in the world you can't imagine.
Castles and fairy tale villages and bright-faced toy figures occupy every inch of space in Monaco's shop. Most are built to fit in the palm of your hand.
See, there are little music boxes. They're all different sizes.
Monaco grew up here, in New York's Au Sable Valley. He says his dreams were always out of scale with real life.
As a kid, I always fantasized a lot. I always thought of myself as a big frontiersman, you know, going to clean up the West.
Monaco dropped out of high school and says he almost wound up tending bar like his father, an immigrant from Italy. A neighbor, the painter Rockwell Kent, found Monaco a place at art school in New York City. After he graduated, Monaco headed west, doing animation for Disney and MGM. Then, during the Second World War, Monaco built what he describes as the very first theme park at the request of an army general.
When they took the boys out to train for street fighting, they didn't take it serious enough. You know, you're shooting at a cardboard box or something. He said, can you design us a village? And we wanted it to look like they were in Bavaria, perhaps. And what they do, they go in there and they shoot that village up. This is out in the desert, out in California.
After the war, Monaco brought the theme park idea back to New York. He designed and built more than a half dozen parks, places like Enchanted Forest, Storytown, and the Land of Make-Believe. Bob Rice runs Santa's Workshop in Wilmington, New York, one of the last Monaco creations that still survives.
When you go out there and look around the park right now today, it's all Arto Monaco. Arto is a person who had an outstanding ability to capture a child's view of things.
Monaco's vision of the North Pole looks weirdly similar to that Bavarian combat village, but here the chimneys bend at surreal angles. Instead of soldiers, there's a mob of kids trailed by parents with video cameras.
Look at the moose! Oh my goodness,
look at
the moose!
Look at that, it's a moose!
In Monaco's heyday, his parks were hugely popular. On a single day in 1951, when Disneyland was still under construction, 14,000 people crowded through Santa's Workshop. Monaco built more parks, Frontier Town and Action Park and Gaslight Village. But while Disney and Six Flags and other big parks grew, Bob Rice says this vision didn't last.
Well, I think for a lot of people it is too quiet. It's entirely different from what a theme park is today. Theme parks today, people think of thrill rides, and we don't do a lot with mechanical devices. It's more personal, one-on-one.
As his parks closed down, Monaco learned to work on a smaller scale. He built models for Hollywood disaster movies. He ran a toy factory. He still creates little make-believe kingdoms designed to his own taste. It's a vision of childhood that's defiantly innocent and free of irony.
You see these horses? No one draws horses like Arto Monaco horses, because you see how happy those horses are? All my animals are enjoying life.
Monaco says he still dreams of those bigger worlds he used to create, but he has a devoted following. People send him broken trains and antique carousel horses and dolls, things they want fixed or repainted. And Monaco is now helping to design a new summer camp for kids, complete with teepees and an army fort. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in New York's Adirondack Mountains.